Well, welcome to our March 2017 current events audio update. We have a lot of different items on the posting this month, and much of it has to do with what we've been looking at on the news that talks about all the different challenges and counter challenges that are being made regarding who wiretapped who and who lied about what they knew and when they knew it. And almost impossible, it seems, to listen to anything or read any of the news without realizing that it's really not what one could consider facts that could be easily discerned. There are many vested interests in all of this, and one of the things I want to mention in this whole thing is that I'll be talking just a little bit later about the biblical perspective that I want to share on this, but we have to know that this is probably the first time in our lives, and I can say this, I'm 74 years old, and having seen many presidential election transitions, and I've seen nothing like this that even comes close to the undermining and scheming of previous administrations and insiders to try to prevent unity of the American people coming together for a productive effort in trying to make things better for our nation and for our people. With that said, I'd like to say that I think we have lots of troubled waters ahead. I think there's a substantial storm brewing in our nation and its politics. And if you follow the history of these things, and you go back and look at the history of the Spanish Civil War between the 1930s and 1940s, you will find a very close overlay of the conditions that existed then and what exists in our country now, in all the divisions that are among the different interest groups, politics and financial interest and cultural problems that we are actually encountering now. And we also have the added invasion of immigrants that want to cut our heads off. And we have a press wanting to deny that such a thing could be possible. All we have to do is look at Europe and follow what's going on there. And unless we are totally deceived, which I'll speak about in just a minute, then we have to know that these things are real potential threats that's facing the West. This is really a third uprising of the Muslim invasion of the world to do away with the infidels. And for the most part, for most of you listening, that would be you and I. Now, let me also say that none of these things are a surprise to God. Yahweh knows what's going on. He is the one who sets up kings and takes them down. And whatever's going on, it could be going on for the good, or it could be going on for what he determines as chastisement. As Israel failed in its relationship with him, he chastised them, and he used other nations, and he used pagan powers to do that. And it was not a pleasant experience. So what I would like to say is that a righteous God can only take so much until he acts on the actions of a wicked people. You cannot have aborted 50 million children and not recognize there's something wrong with that picture. In reality, this is just plain and simple child sacrifice, no different than what the pagans did, except we've simply done it on a very much larger scale for our conveniences, and we do so with disdain, acting like it's just another day, when in reality it's murder of an unborn child. And that blood will be reconciled by God one way or another. He says so in the scriptures. Now, last month I put together a substantial report in the February update of a lot of technological things that are being applied and employed today in our science and technology industries, and also things that are being used to a significant extent in the spying on our people and on the undermining of our government and other governments. And this is not just the United States' involvement. All the nations of the world are doing these things. And we're just a part of a giant madhouse that is on the loose, unlike any time of history. And this is why it's important to understand this. These surveillance issues and all these technologies and DNA manipulations and all the eugenics, the transhumanism, robotics, these artificial intelligences, the term called singularity, which is the hypothesis that the invention of artificial superintelligence will abruptly trigger runaway technological growth with unfathomable changes in human civilization. All of this stuff did not exist in the times past when we talk about the last days. We are at the place today when nearly anything that can be conceived can be done. And this is what time has been coming down to and towards the end of the timeline. We're kind of going into an accelerated pace of these things all coming together. And I'm going to speak about that just briefly a little later. But what I want to say is that in this report for March, I have put together a lot of things that have to do with some of these deceptions and some of these things that are going on. And I want to just point out that these are happening with rapidity. They're coming faster, and they're more difficult to try to discern who's doing what to who. And we have great uncertainty in our times. And I want to start out reading some scriptures that I think will be appropriate in this particular case. And it goes something like this. It's in Psalms chapter 12. Help, O Lord, Yahweh, for the godly man ceaseth, for the faithful fail from among the children of men. They speak vanity, every one with his neighbor, with flattering lips and with a double heart, so do they speak. Yahweh shall cut off all flattering lips, and the tongue that speaketh proud things, who have said, with our tongue we will prevail, our lips are our own, who is Lord over us? For the oppression of the poor, for the sighing of the needy. Now will I arise, saith Yahweh, I will set him in safety from him that puffeth at him. The words of Yahweh are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of the earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord, O Yahweh. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. The wicked walk on every side when the vilest men are exalted. That is something that is so true. The wicked are excelling everywhere because vile men are being exalted. When you see what's going on around the world with all the different leaders and all the agenda of the deep state and the elite one world order that's trying to bring us into this place that the scriptures talk about in Revelations in the last days, it comes upon that time when the Antichrist to be revealed and all the spiritual deceptions. I want to go back and look at what Yeshua, what Jesus said in the book of John, 17th chapter. He was praying to the Father, speaking these words, I have given them thy word, and the world hateth them because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that thou should take them out of the world, but thou should keepest them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Now he's talking about his disciples here. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so I have sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they may also be sanctified through the truth. Now this is an extremely important text. He's talking about here sanctifying us through the truth. And that he says here, thy word is truth. When Yeshua, when Jesus spoke these words, there was no New Testament. And not that I'm speaking negatively about the New Testament. I'm just saying he was talking about God's word as given to Moses on the mountain, because God's word was spoken directly to Moses and recorded in the Torah, and it still stands today as truth that sanctifies us. Sanctifying us means that setting us apart for something that God says is righteous and clean and pure and holy, and He is the one who does the sanctifying through His word. And we have to understand that His word is what is going to keep us and protect us and shield us from all this madness that's going on in the earth today. And we have to get ourselves focused on what His word says and how we should pattern our lives after what He has given us as truth. And I'm going to speak to that in what Paul said in 2 Thessalonians about the truth. Here's what he says. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work, only he who now letteth will let, until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they shall believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. To me, if you look at what's going on worldwide, in all different cultures and all different kinds of things that are happening, there is a great deception. There are signs and lying wonders everywhere, and all of this stuff has got people in a stupor. And why is that? I don't think people are sitting around in circles making up this conspiracy that they're going to do. I think what's happening is that the spirit of Antichrist that's in the world today has duped people and deceived people, and because people are selfish and they are seeking power and wealth, and they're ruthless and wicked, and I think that their unwillingness to recognize what God says in His word, that is true, that Yeshua said is what sanctifies us, they hate the messenger and they hate the message, and they are choosing this wickedness, and these people are deceived no matter what culture or language they speak, because they're pursuing the things of the Antichrist spirit. And because they will not receive the love of the truth, that they might be saved, God says He is going to be the one who sends them a strong delusion, that they should believe the lie. Now you'll notice Paul says here that they all might be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. That is a frightening thing to consider if you look at the context of what's being said, and you look at it as a reflection of what's going on in the world today. And some people might rise up and say, oh, there's a lot of good people here and a good people there. It's not about being good people, and it's not what's going to get us into heaven. What the word says is that God Himself will judge us by His word. He will not judge us what our opinion of it is. He gets to make the rules, and we can only make the choices. And it says in Hebrews in chapter 4, it says, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and the marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in His sight, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of Him with whom we have to do. I think it's important to recognize that our safety net is knowing that God knows our thoughts and the intents of our hearts from afar. He knows all about us. He knows our thoughts, our intents, our motives. He knows when we reject what we know is true that He's commanded us and expects of us. And He knows when we have thumbed our noses up at Him. And we cannot get away with that. And what happens is that He is going to bring us into judgment because of that. Paul says in the book of Romans, He says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ, from Yeshua? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? Now you'll notice here, all seven of these things, distress, tribulation, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, and sword, those are all out of our personal control. Those are in God's hands. God deals with those things, and he dishes them out and deals with them, and he applies them, and he works with them to suit himself. It is the things that we can affect ourselves that we have to be responsible for. But none of that stuff that he's talking about there can separate us from Christ. Only our own actions on things that we can do that we know is wrong, and we do it anyway, or we rebuke if God tells us or shows us, or the word comes to us through a witness or a friend, and we just act like it doesn't matter, it's of no consequence. That's what we'll be held responsible for. That's what will separate us from the love of Christ. For Paul goes on to say, as it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans chapter 8, verses 35 through 39. Now you'll notice here he says, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature. Now in the Greek, that word means some created or formed thing. It's not necessarily talking about something that God created. It can be talking about something that man created or founded or made habitable or done something with to manipulate it or whatever. But it's talking about something created. And the way it's written in the Greek there and translated to the English, you might not catch what it's saying, but what I'm going to point out to you is this. In the last days, Yeshua said it would be as it was in the days of Noah. And in the days of Noah, the fall of man had gone so bad that God says all flesh has been corrupted of the animals and of men. He's going to destroy the earth. The corruption of the flesh that was taking place, and if you read the different accounts of this and the different commentaries and comments on even way back in rabbinical literature and everything else, there's a strong argument that the fallen angels were involved in doing something, we're not totally sure what, that had to do with bringing about this unraveling of man's morality and this meddling and tinkering in things that we were not supposed to be involved in. And they're trying to resurrect that today through every kind of evil manipulation out there. And one of the things they're doing it in, of course, is the transhumanism and the eugenics and all the things that the Nazis were working on to try to create these superhumans and everything else. These things are for real. There's billions of dollars being appropriated by different governments and laboratories and institutions on working on who can create the best super soldier. The genie is out of the bottle. It's not going to be put back in. And all of this scientific stuff, this creating of things that could be applying to what Paul says here, he says nothing, none of this stuff can separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. And I want to say this, we live in that time alone, and it rivals any time of ever type of history or culture you can think of. And it's a time when man has in his hands the tools and the apparatus and the willingness of a wicked heart to apply all these things to bring out this monstrous spirit of Antichrist, which is going to manifest itself in the last days. The stage is being set for all of this. So I hope you will understand in what's going on here in this report in this month, is we're bringing about a report of a lot of different things that are totally mind-boggling that's going on in our government here in America, and the madness and insanity of what's going on in other places in the world, the threats from rogue governments like North Korea and people like Iran and others who have these desires to just destroy Israel and to destroy us. We have all of these lies being told to the people. We have a press that's totally out of control and corrupt, and we can only look to the Word of God for our peace and for our sustenance and our hope and our deliverance from all this madness. Otherwise, we can get just caught up in it, and it will just drive us totally to the point of being unnerved by all of it. But I want to come back at the end of this, and I want to say something I'd like us to focus on in closing thoughts. Jim Searcy had a website called Great Joy and Tribulation, and he's passed on now, but he wrote an article back in 2009 called Way to Go. And I'm posting that link to that article right below this audio message. I hope you will read it, because what basically is being said is that God has never called us to be entangled in all this madness of politics and everything else. He's called us to seek first the kingdom. He's called us to focus on that word that sanctifies us. He's called us to have something to contribute to the glory of God and to be used by Him for the purpose He created us for. And that is to bring the gospel message, to be good witnesses to others, to worship Him in spirit and in truth, and keep our minds focused on Him. The scriptures say, I will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth in thee. While we can't be totally blacked out to what's going on around us, and that's why I post these information sources, but we also need to know that while we're keeping an eye on the adversary's work, we need to be also focused on what God's work is, because we can't turn our back on the adversary, but we must turn our faces towards the King and the kingdom. And this is why I want to stress this in this message this time, is that we need to go the way that Jim is talking about in his article he wrote in 2009 about what God has called us to really focus on and to be and what we should be doing. So with that, I'll close and wish you well and say blessings to you in the name of Messiah our Lord. Amen and amen.